So when it was said to the kuffar that believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as sahaba radiallahu anhum believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the imani sifat, they could not understand what iman is about. So they replied and they said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ. They would say that أَنُؤْمِنُ, shall we believe كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ, like how these foolish people believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They use the term foolish, backwards, uneducated, ignorant. These are fools. Should we believe in Allah like how they believe? Like how we'll say nowadays, get a life. How could you not go there? How could you not do this? How could you not take the family here and there? So they would say also, أَمْنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ, that you're telling us to believe in Allah internally, externally, follow the seerat and surat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, follow his surat, his outer appearance, his seerat, his inner, his internal, that you're telling us to follow completely, but this is not life. When it comes to kuffar, they love the worldly life. They want to live it up. They want to live this worldly life every weekend, every moment. They want to enjoy. The reality is, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran clearly, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ, verily the abode of the hereafter, the abode of the hereafter is a real life. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, if only they know. If only they have knowledge. This being unmindful of akhirat is jahalat, is ignorance to the highest degree. And the education nowadays is to teach you everything about dunya and call this is progressive. Allah says this is no ilm. If only they knew the abode of the akhirat, what Allah Ta'ala has in store for them. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُنَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah Ta'ala says that abode of the akhirat, jannat. Allah says, Jannat, Naj'aluha, we have made Jannat for those people who have no intention of being high in dunya, of having name and fame, of having likes and followers. Allah says, we have made Jannat for those people that have nothing of this intention in this worldly life. La yuriduna uluwan, they don't want to be known. They don't want to influence anyone. They don't want to be followed. They are quietly doing their work, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghafilat, Quran calls him ghafilat, unmindful. They don't know about dunya. What they have to know, they know. How to make the akhirat, how to make tarbiyat of the children, how to steer the husband in the correct direction, how to give him that muhabbat, respect, and to encourage him, like Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. They have this sifat of iman. These are imani sifat. Allah Ta'ala says, Jannat is for those people, لا يريدون علوان, they don't want to be high in dunya, ولا فسادا, they have no intention of causing corruption, mischief, corrupt the children's mind, corrupt their own hearts, with all the effects of dunya and social media, they have nothing like this in their life. Allah says, Jannat is for them. This world already, they have Jannati life, they have less things attached to their heart of dunya, they are free. We don't know what's happening out there. We know how to make tarbiyat of the children, how to teach them who Allah is, how to take the name of Allah, how to love Allah, how to appreciate Allah, how to make shukr to Allah, how to believe in Allah, how to put your head down for Allah, how to learn deen for the sake of Allah, how to make the dhikr of Allah, how to give up your right for Allah, how to do everything for Allah, and nothing about you, nothing about who you are, what is your status, what I am wearing, what I portray, where I am going, nothing whatsoever. Allah says Jannat is for them. They have this quality, they put the same quality in their children also. That we are here to look for Allah. Our eating for Allah, our drinking for Allah, our breathing for Allah, our sleeping for Allah, our awakening for Allah, our activities for Allah, our home is the markaz of deen, for the sake of Allah. The wealth Allah has given us, my husband, is for the sake of Allah. The health Allah has given me is for Allah. We are living here for Allah. Allah says, Jannat is already for them. They have this fear in their heart. We have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. We have to give hisab kitab. Husband asks us, where's the receipt? So much shopping you did, where's the receipt? How much you spent? Already we got, we petrified. We worried now. What is he going to say? Allah will say, I already have your receipt of a'mal. How are you going to answer right now? Why did you do? Why didn't you do? He already, we have the speaker. We lose the receipt, we can't return the item. Now you put a shan, item is wrong size, you don't have the invoice, you don't have the receipt. What are we going to do? Here we lost the receipt of iman, the receipt of sifat of iman, the qualities of iman. We lost our concentration in salah. We lost our iman on the way. Once we asked our ustaz, that sometimes we see the fitnas around us. We see the haram activities taking place around us, but we don't feel anything in the heart. We don't feel anything in the heart. The heart doesn't move. We know this is a mixed gathering. Is that the right place to be? How come we don't feel anything in the heart? Simple reply was, iman ki kamzori. Iman is gone so weak, we can't regard, we can't see haram as haram, major sin as a major sin. Iman has gone so weak. Environment, the mahal. We have different types of iman. Iman based on the environment. Iman based on halat and conditions. When the environment is good, then the iman increases. The environment is good. So I'm feeling good also. So iman increases. Now I can do amal. I'm feeling motivated. Halat ka iman. Some condition came upon me. I have some problem. Now easy to wake up with tahajjud namaz and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of condition halat. My daughter not getting proposals. My son is not having children. Husband can't get a job right now. My parents are sick. Diagnosed with something, Allah ta'ala save us. Child is in hospital. So all these things come, halat has come. Halat is from Allah, conditions from Allah. The warehouse, the storeroom, of all conditions and all bounties belongs to Allah. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The maqalid and the keys, the skies and the earth belong to Allah. يَبْسُطُ رِزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ Allah spreads out, gives freely who He wants to. And who He wants to take away from Allah, takes it away. Ya Allah, I'm your slave, I have no objection. This head belongs to you, this body belongs to you, this mind belongs to you, faculties belongs to you, senses belongs to you. Ya Allah, I am your slave. I am your amatuk, I am your slave girl, Ya Allah, I belong to you. What is your command? Ya Allah, I run for you. You say, run away, I run away. This is imani sifat. That we have to get into our lives before we reach the qabr. As we mentioned to the men also. Qabr is a reality. The grave is a reality. It's calling out every day. A place of wilderness, isolation. There's no one there. There's no lights there. There's no bedding there. There's no curtains. There's no downlights. There's no switch. There's nothing. Absolutely empty. What's going to happen to me in the qabr? I'm going to be all alone. No family, no children. Whatever I had in dunya will be divorced away from me, taken back home. What's going to happen to me in the qabr is a reality. In my bedroom, one mosquito takes my sleep away. In the qabr is that a mosquito. I didn't take care of myself. As a Fatima radiallahu anha was so concerned also after my demise. Please ensure that when you bury me, no ghair mahram man must put his eyes upon me after my death also. So valuable modesty, imani sifat. Modesty, sharam, haya. When you putting me and lowering me to my qabr, cover my qabr with a sheet also. No man must put eyes on me. This was value. This was sifat of iman. Where the masturat, sahabi had had those hearts pumping the love of Allah. Where they valued sifat of iman. What is iman? I believe in Allah. To get this in the recesses of the hearts of my children. That to be obedient to the command of Allah. To be obedient to the command of Allah. How will my children learn obedience? How will my children learn obedience when they will see the obedience within me? When I am obedient, we can see things and we follow, we take the cue, we understand. When I will be obedient to the authority in my home, when I will put my head down and I will say, yes, I understand. We will not do, we will do whatever your mashwara is. Whether it's my parents, I put my head down to them. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ Allah says, don't even tell your parents, oof. Don't make a sound. When I will be obedient to them, when it comes to my husband, when he will give me a mashwara, and I'll put my head down, and I go against my nafs, and my children will see it, They will learn obedience. They will learn obedience. Or they will learn how to challenge. And when they challenge me, they understand where they learned it from. Where they got the sifat from? Where did you learn this quality to challenge your own parents? They will see in our lives. That is why they say that the nucleus or the leader, the imam, so to say, of the home is the masturat. The man can bring deen to the front door. It is the masturat that will take the deen within the home. The complete deen. Imaniyat, her iman, sifat of iman, her ibadat, the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, akhlaqiyat, her character within the home, with friends, with family, same character, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That here is different, day is different. I'm an ummati. I follow the seerat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq of the sahabiyat radiyallahu anhunna. That is my character, akhlaq. Sifat of iman, my ibadat, akhlaq, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, my social interaction with the sake of Allah. من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام said that person who loves for the sake of Allah, she keeps company for the sake of Allah. This is my company and friend because she takes me closer to Allah. When I see her, I think of Allah. When she speaks, I'm reminded of Allah. When I'm in her company, my knowledge increases of Allah. That's a friend. I love for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of dunya. But now she will invite me. I will take her there. She will take me here. And we will do this. We will do here. We'll go here and we'll do this. They said a dini friend. To find a friend who will make you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ. And the person who hates, who dislikes, who gets angry for the sake of Allah, that she takes me away from Allah, the whole day on the cell phone, typing away, no time for Qur'an tilawat, I can't open my Qur'an, I can't read nawafil, I gotta check my phone, why not answering my messages, where are you, why are you stopping me, why not answering me? It's time for Qur'an, time for ta'aleem, it's time now to serve my husband. So dislike for the sake of Allah. وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ. And she gives for the sake of Allah. She gives for the sake of Allah. Hadiyah I will send for the sake of Allah. It's a command of Allah. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That now you must spend. Now I will spend for the sake of Allah. Not because, as our elders tell us, that she gave me, so I will give her also. Yes, sunnah also. But for the sake of Allah. And when I give it also, not to ask thereafter, did you receive it? Did you like it? Will you use it? I did it for Allah. I banked already my sawab by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will give me the reward. To the extent Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, our role model, Siddiqa, bintu Siddiq radiyallahu anhuma, Siddiqa herself, the most truthful one, believe in the message of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and the daughter of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. She will send a gift for her friends, for her neighbors, for the slave girl. When she would return, she will ask the slave girl, that when you gave the gift, did the person say anything? And if her response was that, when I gave the gift, they said, may Allah reward Aisha. Jazakallahu khairan. Till I appreciated. May Allah reward her. When she would hear this, she would say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I did not want, لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. Sahaba would say, that لا نريد منكم, we do not want from you جزاء, any جزاء, a recompensation. ولا شكورا, we don't want your thanks also, we only want it from Allah. Now that I gave you the gift, and you made a dua for me, then I already got my reward. I want the reward from Allah. So to counter that jazakallah of that person to whom she gave a gift, then she would make a silent dua for that person. So on this dua, Allah will give me the reward. I want the reward from Allah only. To love for Allah, to hate for Allah, to give for Allah, and not to give for the sake of Allah. Not for my own nafs, and not give because I don't like. We don't click. She doesn't appreciate. Why should I give her? only for the sake of Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, that person has completed, perfected the iman. I ask myself, how far am I from iman, sifat of iman right now? Basic. Our first point in the effort of da'wah and tabligh, iman. La ilaha illallah. Mawla Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayh, the second Amir of da'wah and tabligh, the son of Mawla Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he would say, Allah has kept kamyabi success in the sifat of iman. Allah has kept success in the sifat and qualities of iman. That my life is only for Allah. My eating, drinking for Allah. My breathing for Allah. My living for Allah. My dying for Allah. My qurbani for Allah. My salah for Allah. My soom for Allah. My cooking, baking for Allah. Feeding my family for Allah. Tarbiyat of my children for Allah. Jalla Jalalu. Everything for my Allah. My life is for Allah if you go back to my Allah. He will say Allah ne kamyabi rakha hai. Iman is sifat ke andar. Allah has kept kamyabi success in the iman is sifat. And he would say, why Allah has kept success in the sifat and qualities of iman and not in dunya, not in items of dunya. He said, how many garments can you wear at one time? You can only wear one. But I have 50 at home. I can't take all of me and show everyone. Only one I can wear. How many cars can I drive or go in at one time? Only one. Other cars are parked off. My entire house I can't take with me to show everyone what a house I'm living in. The jewelry I have, I can't wear all at one time and show people. I have so much by me. There's only one thing at a time and some things I can't take and show. But what is with me all the time is the sifat of iman. Is my iman and the qualities of iman that emanate from me, that I made effort upon. That people will see. With that they will get influenced. And then he will say, Ya had takke aadmi ya aurat qabar mein jayegi, that a male or a female will go into the qabar, she can't take anything of dunya, not even one abaya. So new was still hanging in the closet with a tag on it, she can't even take that right now, make wasiyat, that when I'm buried, that one abaya I haven't worn as yet, please put it on for me, because I haven't worn it as yet. And I really liked it. I saw it online. I placed the order also. Finally, I got it. I didn't get a chance to wear it. So I'm making wasiyat. That please, after you give me ghusl, and then to all the shampoos that I like, and all the body gel also that I use, please must wash me with that. Because otherwise, I don't feel right. My skin is not right. Those are not sifat of iman. Simplicity. Innal badhaadata minal iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, simplicity is part of iman. Not to upgrade and update. Upgrade and update is to get closer to the sahabiyat radiyallahu anhunna. How did you all take a ghusl? What is, you know, the most beautiful woman that walked the face of this earth. The most beautiful woman that walked the face of the earth. The sahabiyat in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what beauty of hearts they had. That Allah declared, I am happy with them. And they are happy with me. Today who's not depressed? Unhappy, unhappy, unhappy. Iman has gone so weak. It's just unhappiness everywhere. Only thing will bring happiness is iman in the heart. To get sifat of iman, simplicity. Hazrat Ji would say, Allah has not kept it. With all our amenities, our dunya, success is not with that. I will have to leave it behind. Even if I'm going to somebody's house for a visit, I can't take everything with me. And he says, the reality is, I can't take it to the qabr also, but I can take my iman. My sofas, I can't take it to the qabr also. But I want the sofa in the qabr. I want my bedroom in the grave. And how nice a person makes the effort of iman to bring the sifat and qualities of iman. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. To love for Allah, to hate for Allah, to give for Allah, to hold back for Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, your iman is complete. Now I go to the qabr, and I open my eyes, and I see what a big place, what a big room, what a palace. And next to me I see, subhanallah, my bed is here, with fresh sheets. Next to it, the oud burner is on, and the coffee cappuccino is served. Malaika come and say, usually sanihi, the hadith sharif says, usually sanihi, they make him sit up. The coffin will open up. And now they will ask, Mar Rabbuk? Mar Rabbuk? Who did you live your life for? Who was your Rabb? Who did you follow? Who was your idol? Who was your icon? Where was your heart stuck? Was it by Allah? Was it by Allah? Mar Rabbuk? Who is your Rabb? Who you looked up to? Who you wanted to be like? Who you wanted to follow? Whose command you listened to? Who you ran for? Who you held back for? Who you loved for? Who you disliked for? Who was it? Who is your Rabb? Mar Rabbuk? They say the person with weak iman, he or she will say, ha ha la adri, ah ah la, I don't know. Who are you talking about? My dunya life is finished already. I'm already here. I'm terrified. What happened? I still have a lot of things to do. I have so many garments to wear, so many shoes I didn't wear as yet. My bucket list, we still wanted to go here. I told my husband, we still have to go here and there and do these things. We still got to take the children to some water park, to some other amusement park. We still got to take them and do this. I already landed up. How it happened? Now who is your Rabb? All the aspirations of the heart will speak now. The aspirations that were lurking within the heart will speak now. Where my heart was stuck, now the heart will speak. It is stuck in the app, now the app will speak. What was the filth in it? It will come out from the heart. We have to clear the heart out before we reach Allah. Because the question we put there, Mar Rabbuk, who did you put your head down for? Who was it? Who you took the cue from? Who you followed? Whose command you heard? Whose command you obeyed? In which direction you moved your family? In which direction you moved your husband? When he came to the weekend holidays, which direction you moved him? He brought deen to the front door. Did you take it? Did you embrace it? He did it for his Rabb. He did it for your Rabb. Did you do it for your Rabb? Did you make tarbiyat of your children to love your Rabb? Did you make tarbiyat of your children to love your Rabb? To understand who their Rabb is? That you put them up in salah, you taught them Quran, so every rakat, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That, oh my son, oh my daughter, we live only for Rabbul Alameen and all praise belongs to him. Praise belongs to him. We want no praises. Praise belongs to Allah. Make your tongue accustomed to praise Allah. Imani sifat. When you go into ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi, my Rabb is most pure. Rabb again in Salah. Sami' Allahu liman hamida. Rabbana, Rabbana. Did I hasten my namaz? Did I hasten my namaz with no concentration, no devotion? Because the kitchen was calling me. Because my friends were calling me. We have to go out. We have to do this. We've got to do that. That was my Rabb. I just performed Salah up and down. I had to get back to my phone. Notifications are coming. Hear the vibration. Quickly cut the salah short. Allah wasn't my Rabb. Allah wasn't my Rabb. It wasn't a worship of my Rabb Allah. It was just movements. Other things were calling me away from Allah. I went into ruku, came into qawma. Rabbana walaka alhamd. Then I put my head down in sajda. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Dear Rabb again. Which way did you move your life? Was it for Allah? And if I did so, got these imani qualities in my heart of my Rabb, my life is for Allah, praise for Allah, love for Allah, hate for Allah, give for Allah, hold back for Allah, do for Allah. This is ikhlas. This is sincerity. What is sparking my heart? Our fifth point, fifth sifat of iman, ikhlas, to rectify one's intention. To rectify one's intention. Why am I doing this amal? Why am I doing this action? Every action will be asked, why did you do it? What was the ba'ithul amal, dafi'ul amal? What sparked you to do this? What pushed you to do this? What was the catalyst? What was in the heart to go here, to do this, to say this? What was it? Was it a Rabb? Was it Allah? Was it the nafs? Was it friends? Was it family? That will be the Rabb. That will be the Rabb. I did it for them. I did it for them. Qiyamah Ziyallah will say, who you did it for? Go and ask them for the reward. Go and ask them for the reward. and they see the reception we will get. Now we can't take it. She didn't make salam with me. Qiyamah's day, nobody has time for anyone. I did it for you. I dressed up for you. I did this to show you. I want my reward. On that day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِي. Children will abandon their parents. Parents will run away from their children. Don't come near me. I got nothing to give you now. I got nothing to give you. Give the heart to Allah. Give the heart to Allah. Give the heart to Allah. To our Rabb. But that person who had imani sifat, when she was going to the qabr, and now the kiram al-kadibin, the munkar nakir will come, they will open the kafan, they will make her to sit, and now they'll ask man rabbuk, my life was for Allah. My life was for Allah. Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. Ma dinuk, din yal Islam. My life was Islam, the Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there were no haram activities in my Islam, my iman. And then the barriers between that qabr and the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at the Rawda, all will be removed. And then we see the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You recognize this person? Yes. Yes, I recognize him. I dress my children according to his sunnat. I made a tarbiyat according to his sunnat. I dress myself according to his sunnat. My family's entire tartib internally within our home was on his sunnat. I know him. He's my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah will open up the qabr. It'll be opened up. Have a vast grave. Then we can imagine a person opens his eyes, she opens her eyes, and the bedroom I have in this worldly life, double the size of that, 10 times the size of that. Ya Allah, what a beautiful bed. What a beautiful bed, as I had in my mind, with rose petals, and the aircon is on, and the big screen, Allah will say, Nam ka nawmatil aroos. They're all respected masturat, now sleep like a bride on the first, go and relax like a bride. Go and relax like a bride. Jump on your bed and the food will be served to you. Just our words to understand. And the big screen will be on. Look at your jannah, what I kept for you. You gave it up. You didn't go. Here's the water sports. Here's your private beach. Bring your whole family. Now you can enjoy. The beach is yours. Private beach. Private yacht. Take your husband for a holiday. Take your children also. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear for you. No grief for you. No sadness for you. No depression for you. No stress, no tension. Now relax. You made it, relax. You made little qurbani. Ulama say, when you're tempted, now call up your iman. And say to yourself, and say to yourself, and as you were taught by our mashayikh, say to yourself that, O Yusuf, Jannat is 2.5 minutes away. Make a little bit sabr. Make a little bit sabr. Just now you'll be there. Just now you'll be there. We're hearing every week. Certain masturat was sick, took their flight for Umrah, entered Makkatul Mukarrama. Before the Umrah, after the Umrah, Malakul Maut took the ruh away. Janaza after Isha Salah, Janaza after Asr Salah, Haram Sharif, Haram Sharif. Mu'alla, Baqi, Allah is giving. Allah is giving, Allah is giving. Allah will say, look at the whole show. This is your Jannat. Today we sing on the internet, I want to go Maldives, I want to go Seychelles. Looks so exciting. When we were there, then it was only fighting. It was only fighting. We didn't get the room we wanted. The food is not up to standard. And we thought it will be like this. And the bathroom is up clean. We just extended the house right now. We spent so much to tile the new bathroom and do everything up. Now we tell the husband, we need a break now. But I just did the house up, made it comfortable for you. No, we need a break. Now we need to spend more money to go out and to relax. But when you go there, it's like how we want it. There is no depression. It's all a deception. Allah will say, now you relax. This now will be Qiyamah. And then leave the show on the big screen. Go and enjoy yourself. You had the sifat of iman in your heart. With the purity of mind, purity of heart. The biggest wazifa in our life is don't make guna. Don't sin. Don't break the command of my Rabb. Don't break the command of my Rabb. Ya Allah, what do you want from me right now? What is sharam and haya? Modesty? La yaraka mawlaka haythu nahaka. That my Allah must just see me somewhere where He told me not to go. My Allah must just see me somewhere where He told me not to go. Everyone is going, my Allah doesn't want me to go there. What is sharam and modesty? I will not go for my sake of Allah. Allah says, your deal is signed. You got your jannat. So to give up these sins that are destroying the sifat of iman, whether it's leaving the house unnecessarily, iman will be destroyed. Photography, picture making, destroying our iman. We're reading salah before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but the cell phone is full of everything that displeases my Allah. Displeases my Allah. I'm lying to Allah. Now's the time for us to make tawbah, to turn to Allah. The 10 days right now to free our necks, ours, our families, our children, our husbands, our parents, from the fire of Jahannam. May you deal with Allah. Allah, I don't need this. Why should I go into the qabr and get hiding for something I left behind? Major sins. When the sifat of iman will not come, then the sins will come. Sifat of iman, that my tongue is chaste and pure. My tongue is clean, no ghibat. Eating the flesh of others. Look at this one, look at that one. And the more we sing, the more we sing on the internet, the more ghibat is coming out. Haji Naqud Ashab will say, that remember when you're eating, when somebody saw themselves in a dream, slaughtering pigs and eating the meat, and stuck in their teeth. Interpretation was, because you're involved in ghibat. So much of a ghibat, like you eating khinzir and pig. So much of a ghibat. And the stench and the smell, malaika run away. When da'wah will not come, we not speak about Allah, then ghibat will start. Ghibat will start. We don't have time for our dhikr and Quran tilawat, now we got time to make videos for the children and the grandchildren. And now we're making them already film stars. Some of the time they're young, they're acting. They're acting. Dajjal, his entire life will be about acting. And you're already training them for that. So to get the right company to engender this sifat in my heart, to get the company of those masurat and women that have these qualities that are trying, when I see her, I think of Allah. When I sit with her, I feel Allah. My knowledge increases. I feel that vibe in my heart that I want to do for Allah. To go in that environment, to get that company, to overlook the faults of others. So when you make time for Quran Sharif now in the last few days, make tawbah to Allah and talk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, throw the phone away. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi will say that when a person reads Quran Sharif, a little bit audibly also I can hear myself reading, it affects the heart. I'm reading my Quran Sharif, and the person closes the Quran and the person says, wallahi, I just spoke to Allah right now. They say his qasam is true. We are speaking to Allah right now. I'm sitting with my Allah, sitting down, facing the Qibla, with all the etiquette, making miswak, clean place. I'm talking to my Allah right now. It's a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there's no Quran tilawat, then nasheed will start. This nasheed, that nasheed, then searching, and then everything else will begin. If I can't read, carry Quran Sharif right now, I can still make the dhikr of Allah. Sit on the musalla. Make wudu, sit on the musalla. I can still talk to my Allah. Take the name of my Allah. I enjoy taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lift my hands, make dua for my, that I have khatima bil khair. Ya Allah, give me. Today we don't make dua. Ya Allah, give me debt upon iman. I feel already I'm jannati. I got my ticket to jannat. I'm going. I'm going to jannat already. I got it. I bought it already. No. We have to make the effort for it. We have to make dua for it. What will happen? Who will give my ghusl? Am I ready for it? Who will put me in the qabr? Am I thinking about it? How will I be raised in the qabr? How will I answer? Do I know the answers? Am I strong enough? This is why they say, if I can't resist right now, if I can't resist right now the fitnas, and all those things that are calling me out of my house, if I can't resist that now, how am I going to get my jannat? If I can't resist the temptation of the cell phone right now, I have to put likes, I have to put a comment, I have to upload. When the Dajjal will come with his app, when the Dajjal will come with his tube, and he says, see what I have for you. How are we going to resist then? and say, no, I won't. I can't stop now. How am I going to stop then? Take all time to make dua for khatima bil khair. Ya Allah, give me mot upon iman. In a condition you're happy with me. I don't know how my last days will be. To bring sifat in my life of Quran, dhikr, ilm, the correct knowledge for myself, for my children, how that will come to ta'lim in the house. I have to make ta'lim. I will check my iman, check the sunnahs in my home. Read the masturat of the home. How many years we're striving in the path of Allah? We listen to programs. We're going out, we're coming back to bring the deen of Allah in my home. We'd eat on the floor, but we go back home, we're back on the table. Nabi of Allah never sat at the table. Never sat at the table and ate. Never sat upon a chair and ate food. He would eat, he would say, I eat like a slave because I'm a slave of Allah. I would bend, sit down, and pick up the food to my mouth like a slave. When are these sunnahs going to come into my life? To make the decision. To bring one sunnah in my family's life. And that Allah will give me Jannah. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi wa rud, Dawud Sharif, with his hadith kitab we teach in the madrasa. He was at the seashore. And then someone was in a ship and they left. As that person left, the person sneezed. And the person said, Alhamdulillah. Imam Abu Dawood, he heard the person saying, Alhamdulillah, teaching of Sharia, you have to reply. And the ship left, he couldn't reply. He found somebody that was hiring out boats. He told him, please, quickly, let me jump your boat. How much is it? 2 dirhams. Here's 2 dirhams. Quickly, take me to that ship. As he went closer, he replied, Yarhamukallah. On one sunnat, he replied to the sneeze of that person, Yarhamukallah, from the skies, the voice came out and said, oh, Abu Dawood, you have bought your jannat for 2 dirhams. You bought your jannat for 2 dirhams. One sunnat. Bring our families upon the sunnat. Have love for the sunnat. Make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, teach me every sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is beauty. That is perfection. You want to be perfectionist? Perfection is sunnat. It is the perfect way of life. Teach me every sunnat. Give me tawfiq and the ability to practice upon every sunnah. Give me the love for every sunnah. Ya Allah, accept me, my family, my household, for the khidmat and service of the sunnah in the world. Sunnah in my iman, sunnah in my dressing, sunnah in my feeding, sunnah in my salah. How am I performing my namaz right now? Concentration and devotion. When I stand up from ruku, am I standing up long enough to recite the du'as, Rabbana walaka alhamd, hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. A sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read this du'a behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam during salah. After salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned around. Who read the du'a? Hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. Sahabi got a bit worried. So Nabi fala, I read it. He said, I saw 30 or more malaika rushing to record the reward of the du'a of yours. When I come up for Quma, with itminan. When I'm reading Surah Fatiha also, with itminan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. One breath, one ayat. One breath, one ayat. Like how we enjoy our meal, enjoy our namaz. How we enjoy the cup of coffee and the special cheesecake. This is more better than that. This is more enjoyable because my Allah is enjoying me right now. So how to perform my namaz like that? Between two sajdas, Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warzuqni. To make these du'as in namaz. So by namaz is namaz of khushu and khudu, concentration and devotion. In namaz we make it to Allahumma ghfirli, Allah forgive me, warhamni, have mercy upon me, wa'afini, Allah grant me safety, good health. Whatever problems I have, Allah give me afiyat. Wahdini, Allah give me hidayat. Warzuqni, Allah give me halal rozi. Me halal sustenance, making dua in namaz. For namaz, concentration, devotion. Then dua after namaz, tasbih fatimi. How am I reading my tasbih fatimi? I'm taking the name of Allah. Here we are taught also, sit down, concentration, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Not we rush to subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Imagine now, speaking to somebody, the husband speaks to me like that, he says, what's wrong with you? How are you speaking? Speak nicely. Or he just called you anyhow. Ya Fatima, ya Aisha, come here. Say, what's wrong? How are you talking to me? That's how you're talking to Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah say, how are you reading? SubhanAllah, say nicely. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
One way.
As if now Allah is just one entity. I just got to do it with no love, no relish, no feeling. When the imani sifat will leave, then we'll find enjoyment in food only. And here ulama say that if you have to praise food, we praise the cook. We praise the cook. Very well prepared. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairan. How well prepared. Allah give you barakat. To praise the food is an illness. The sickness of the heart. Where a person begins to love food. The food was so tasty. It was like this. It was like that. You must go and try it. You must go and try it. Upload it. See this food. It's an illness of the heart. To have love for food is an illness of the heart. We don't praise food. Allah put the taste in it. We praise the cook. Allah put barakat in your fingers. Allah put barakat in your hands. Allah will reward you for that. But to praise food, make food an object of worship. The way it's presented also. That's how we should present our salah to Allah. But we present the food to people. And how we praise the food. And that outlet and that takeaway. You didn't go eat there as yet. What's wrong with you? Ben, when's the last time you read 17 rakats Isha namaz? What's wrong with you? When's the last time you read 17 rakats Isha namaz? When's the last time you read your full Maghrib with Awabil? What's wrong with you? Two khatams in a year, minimum. Two khatams of Quran, minimum in the year we have to make. You didn't make it. What's wrong with you? When you don't give time to Quran and Salat, then the time will go elsewhere. And who's going to praise us? Not Allah. Allah is not going to praise us. We will praise from Allah. Allah will see, look at her, she's still performing Salah. She has her days right now, she can't perform Salah. She's still sitting in the Musalla, she's talking to me. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Tasbih Fatimi, Ayatul Kursi, our three quls, take our time. Before the man comes home, we can do all these things. How many namazis? Sunnah du'as we read also. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Allah, assist me. Sunnah dua after namaz. Allahumma a'inni. Allah, assist me, help me. Ala dhikrika, to make your dhikr, O my Allah. That I make your dhikr in a beautiful manner. I think about you, mention your name. Ala dhikrika. And ya Allah, give me tawfiq to make your ibadat in a beautiful manner. I do it in a beautiful way. That ya Allah, you love me. You begin to love me. If you love me, then my husband will have eyes only for me. Then, ya Allah, you'll control his eyes and his heart. It's only for me after that. Because, ya Allah, I'm attracting your attention right now. So how to make the amal beautiful? This will come when you go out in the path of Allah. This will happen when you go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To go in that environment of iman. Talking about the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to go out in the path of Allah to learn deen. We have to go out in the path of Allah to learn deen. To practice deen, we do it at home. To learn deen, we go in the path of Allah. To understand deen, we go in the path of Allah. To make amal upon deen, we do it at home. For this, we have to make intentions. My husband, you have to learn deen. My son, you have to learn deen. Then bring deen back into the home. And take me out in the path of Allah. Now is the time to make the intention in the month of Ramadan. To get the sifat of iman, the qualities of iman before I reach my qabr. Then I will ask over there, I can reply, my Rabb is Allah, my deen is Islam, and my Nabi is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will say, here's your beautiful room. You can relax now till the day of Qiyamah. Finally. And that person will have these imani sifat. She will have these qualities. And Allah will say, at the time of maut, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. Oh, that masturat, we had such a nafs that was absolutely itminan with Allah. Itminan with Allah. Allah was everything. I put this in my children also. I put this in my husband also. It's not about me, and it's about Allah. I'm here with you for the sake of Allah. We're together for the sake of Allah. We'll walk hand in hand. We want that romantic story. We walk hand in hand in the sunset, moving in the path of Allah. We'll travel the world in the path of Allah. Locally we'll go. Internationally we'll go. To take the name of Allah. We don't have to attract anyone's attention. We attract the attention towards Allah. Move for Allah. Live for Allah. Breathe for Allah. Die for Allah. in a time of mort, then Allah will say, Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutmainnah. Oh, that nafs that had itminan with Allah. Irji'i ila Rabbi. Now return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala radiyatan. In a condition that you are happy. Mardiyan, and Allah is happy with you. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Before you go into Jannah, first you go with a group of my slaves, with my friends. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, sahabiyat. Ya Allah, I merited them. Allah said, I joined the Jamaat. Fatima's Jamaat, Aisha's Jamaat, Khadija's Jamaat. They will recognize you. Come. Join up with them. And now, fadkhuli jannati. Enter into Jannah now. Those are my role models. I followed them. Followed their lifestyle. For that, I have to make an intention. Ya Allah, give me that iman. Give me the strength of iman. That I can resist and become yours only. Make my husband yours. Make my children yours. And what sukoon Allah will give. What enjoyment of life Allah will give. For this, we have to go out in the path of Allah. To get the sifat of iman. How you will get it? We'll go with other masturat, other ladies in the path of Allah. Look at her khidmat, Ya Allah, give me the quality. See how she gives da'wah, how she speaks about Allah. Ya Allah, give me that quality. See how she cries in tahajjud, Ya Allah, give me that quality. I'm learning qualities from others. I'm learning qualities from others. To go out in the path of Allah, to learn qualities, to learn iman. So at the time of maut, Allah will call me. Now come. Come with that heart brimming with the love of Allah, the love of deen, the love of a'mal, with salah in my life, ilm in my life, the dhikr of Allah in my life, ikram in my life, ihsan in my life, ikhlas only for Allah. Now I'm moving in the path of Allah, for the sake of Allah, in the love of Allah, and making my family move. Where the family calls me here, calls me there, we're moving in the path of Allah. I don't need everything else. I'm doing it only for Allah. We'll just make our intentions, make our niyats now, and make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, accept. Ya Allah, accept. Ya Allah, accept. Allah must accept. Allah must take pity. When the baby cries, the mother feeds. When we will cry, Allah will give us. If we cry to Allah for acceptance, we'll not cry for acceptance, then the dunya will cry for us and pull us away. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Make the intentions and make fervent dua. Allah Ta'ala accepts. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.